As we look at Roman Reigns beating the hell out of Bray Wyatt here live on a Monday night, we ask yourselves here, do you have WWE Network yet? Jim, I know, has, I think, the free week trial.
Oh, I've locked in with PayPal. $9.99 a month the next 6 months, baby.
How about you, Josh Henniger?
Yep.
BRM, how about you?
Yeah, I'm locked in. I was supposed to... I was going to just do the trial, but for some reason it's screwed up, and I've got a...
I did PayPal.
Yeah.
Welcome to this little special NAWC here, kind of live capping what will become the post-game show overall called Backstage Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carl Chenier with these three gentlemen. Our hostess will be coming shortly. We're going to talk about what aired on the net. Whoa, hello!
Business you picked up.
What just happened?
That was a...
Carl, recap it.
One of the
was that Reigns going into the post?
I think that was Rollins.
No, I'm ahead of
Wyatt.
Yeah. Anyway, our hostess will be coming shortly, and we're going to talk about what aired on the network as it launched this morning here, and what
to expect. We'll also talk about those that had their difficulties signing up and logging into the network. Many a tweet, many a Facebook comment about things as well.
Yeah, speak of the devil.
Okay, yes,
maybe not.
Maybe not, sir.
She is gone.
This match is thrown out the door.
Someone work on that. Let's talk about the first of all the schedule that aired.
Okay.
I pulled it up here on the website. It all started actually softly at 2 a.m. this morning on the Central Time Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's 3 because for some reason they have my schedule listing in Central Time, but they have Eastern listed underneath. So we'll call it 4 Eastern. It was a main event replay, then they had NXT after that. Then they had an episode of Old School. Back from 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had that little test bar thingy.
Test bars.
And then, right at 8 o'clock, boom, it was on. WrestleMania Rewind was turned on. Of course, looking at WrestleMania 1. Yeah, I think Jim marked out because a certain former football announcer,
Well, and remember, the WWE Network has been in the works for something like 3 or 4 years at least.
Yeah.
And the voiceover guy for the WrestleMania, Rewind program, none other than the late, great Pat Summerall. Mind blown. What a huge get.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think since 2011, I believe, they've been working on this.
I mean, you know, Pat Summerall exudes, you know, professionalism. He brings class to anything, even wrestling.
Yeah. And we'll talk about Countdown shortly as we look at this promo. Sure.
Remember, Daniel Bryan has a Yes Movement promo on WWEShop.com, but he can't get a push. Oh, what a shame. So... But, a lot of great things on the network when you're able to get into it. Every pay-per-view for ECW, WCW, WWE, yes, every pay-per-view is available. Yes, that pay-per-view is available.
Wait a minute. You mean, what about Royal Rumble 2011? Oopsie.
Oh, yeah, you need to explain that one to me.
Here's the thing. Even though they said all pay-per-views would be available from the word go,
mm-hmm.
not quite all pay-per-views are go. There are a handful missing, apparently. And thankfully, though, it is just a handful. The biggest missing is the 40-man Royal Rumble from 2011. You know, the one to where Del Rio won. Apparently, it's nowhere to be found.
Well, I don't doubt that you had problems getting it. I'm pulling up the network right now on Firefox, and I'm seeing if it comes up on here. Not trying to make a fool out of you. I just want to see if they've done anything with it.
I'm sure they have by now if they haven't yet.
Meanwhile, I've got on Chrome, I've got WrestleMania 20 on.
Okay, going back to the schedule, they did an NXT special right after a preview of Countdown, then they replayed Main Event again. Superstars, and then they did Beyond the Ring, which was pretty much in this version, an edited version of that Bret vs. Shawn DVD set. Mm-hmm. And that aired again tonight. And then they aired WrestleMania 1 at about 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage.
In full.
Which was interesting.
And then the Raw pre-show came on with Josh Matthews, Booker T, Ric Flair, and Alex Riley.
And let the record state, Royal Rumble 2011 is playing right now.
Oh, cool. So it has changed very well.
It has changed. So, and again, there are going to be hiccups with something this new.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some who are complaining, oh, as soon as I click play, the thing hasn't loaded yet.
If you're playing a pay-per-view, it takes like a minute.
Well, yeah, because you're trying to get the whole damn thing to stream. It's not going to be instantaneous. I mean, think of the server space, ladies and gentlemen.
And for WrestleMania, actually, it goes up to at least 90 seconds or 2 minutes before you actually get to see anything.
Right.
Yeah,
so
you can't drag the slider bar for at least another three or four after that.
Yeah, you have to wait for it to load.
It takes a little patience.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, now on the network, before they do Backstage Pass, they got a replay of Legends of Wrestling from On Demand service. Mm-hmm. That's a little sample there. Later on, you're going to see that WrestleMania Rewind again. Tomorrow, they're going to have the debut looking... Oh, look at this. They're going to have ECW on later tonight. Nice.
Oh, my God!
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here comes the pain!
Look out, here comes the deuce. Oh, wait. Oh,
Jesus. No. World Class Championship Wrestling is also on here.
Which is pretty cool.
On the live feed. Cool. And then, tomorrow morning, they're going to air the first episode of Raw.
Oh, boy. Get your Rob Bartlett diaper jokes out of the way now, folks.
First, second, third. Yeah, first, second, and third episodes of Raw.
It's very cool stuff.
Superstars, Main Event. Let's looking Legends of Wrestling again. Two of them. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Eat, sleep, conquer, repeat. How original.
The premiere Countdown tomorrow night. The official premiere.
No Keith Olbermann involved in the making of that show.
Yeah.
Aha.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they have the on-demand library.
Mm-hmm. And the on-demand library is just a lot of fun. You've got the Raw replays, SmackDown replays. You've got the various original shows. A lot of the ECW Hardcore TV episodes, some dating back to, I want to say, when they started as Eastern Championship Wrestling, or just after the changeover, I should say.
Yeah, it would have been just post-changeover.
Right.
Looking at Wednesday, they're going to air Rumble 2013 that night.
Never mind that crap. Paul Heyman's in the ring.
Yeah.
How dare you.
Survivor Series as well from 2012. Anyway, that's just a sample of what you can expect.
Let's
talk about the more important things right now.
Like?
Reviews.
What
and
about?
What was promised and was kept. Your word was kept there.
Yeah. Oh. A certain wrestler who we all thought was going to be invisible is not invisible. There are indeed Chris Benoit matches and pay-per-views present, but a disclaimer is shown, and let me just bring it up very quickly from our NAWC Facebook group where... our buddy Jason Block posted
the full disclaimer. Now, I didn't see this disclaimer when I started WrestleMania 20.
No, this I saw this on, I think it was Sold Out 2000.
And I quote,
here we go.
The following program is presented in its original form. It may contain some content that does not reflect WWE's corporate views and may not be suitable for all viewers. WWE characters are fictitious and do not reflect the personal lives of the actors portraying them. Viewer discretion is advised. You can block access to this program and others like it using the parental control feature in your WWE Network account settings. And I posted in response to what Jason posted, I'm surprised they don't do that just with all the programs or all the pay-per-views in general.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, here's an example. Judgment Day 2004. Oh, boy. Who remembers that one off the top of your head?
It's been a
Eddie
while.
Guerrero beating
Eddie and JBL.
Oh, the bloodbath.
Eddie and JBL in the Four Corners match.
Oddly enough, they gave that a TVMA rating.
Yeah, fully deserved.
Indeed.
But yeah, we talked about Benoit there. Yeah, I looked up Sold Out 2000. That's in the clear. Mania 20 as the Aaron's watching now as we do this. That's in the clear. Mm-hmm. Jim was looking at ECW stuff, and you know there was a noticeable edit you did find.
Yeah, well, I went to Barely Legal first and foremost, and anytime somebody says the F word, it gets derbleepered.
Which is fine.
But there are music edits, most notably anytime there's a quote unquote New Jack match. And I say that in air quotes. They use a generic form of the music, but I have to say they do their best at reconstructing how everything sounds. They don't overdub or redub the commentary. They just have the commentary track separate. They were able to get that from the masters of the pay-per-views. And, you know, the audience is generic ECW chanting, which is, you know, that you may have heard from another house show or whatever. Or it's the crowd mic there. I can't tell. Sometimes it's mixed well, sometimes it's not. But it's as well done as can be expected.
Now, what about something that sort of irked me is with some of the Undertaker's older matches, like like when he was using Roland, is how they were able to dub out Roland for whatever the house music that he got after Roland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's interesting for the song that they used that year for Mania, My Way, that was not dubbed over.
Oh.
Well, they probably got clearance. I mean, knowing what was to come, I guess you might say, possibly.
In the meantime,
I'll have to go look at one of the Undertaker's things.
Yeah, let's turn our attention to Raw right quick, because I fear a certain.
Oh yeah.
Bong.
Yeah.
Running. Lesnar.
No, we're not talking about a.
Oh.
I think you're talking about it. Oh boy.
And there's your gong.
Hi, Taker.
Hi, Dead Man. Uh-huh. It's been so long.
I guess they're really going to go through with this.
And it is going to be stiff as all hell.
Yeah.
This may be Taker's last match. I'm willing to say it.
No.
I'll give you a first-hand experience when I see it.
Well, no, and I'm not saying that the streak ends. Of course I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying the way it will, you know, one match a year, and that's the one match by far and away. I watch Mr. Perfect throw his own pass and catch it magically.
They just aired a little segment with the Bella Twins.
Well, and I'm sure you were all excited by it, Carl. No. Mm-hmm.
Some Ray on Total Divas. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh, 97 beard.
Let's see.
Die.
That's a 99 beard, actually.
Vintage Undertaker.
Yeah, you're right. He dyed it.
Who in the hell do you think?
There was a picture that came up recently. It was all gray or white. One of the two.
That's because, remember, next year he turns 50.
Yeah. Though he has aged about 10 years in less than two.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And I think he's going to... I think this is going to be his next to last match as a wrestler. I think he has one more match after this.
Against whom, I dare ask?
Probably Cena, WrestleMania 31.
Hey, everybody wants to see it. Said nobody.
Yeah, and the only match that everybody wants to see that we're still likely never to see. You know which one I'm going for. Yeah.
Moments away for a backstage pass, yes.
Yes, sir. They just had a promo also on the network for NXT Arrival.
Thursday night.
Going live. 8 o'clock Eastern, Thursday night live. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
I'm all about the Emolution. All about the Emolution.
And then
she's a dork.
Yeah, they're going to have Superstars also, I believe. Which, oddly enough, they cut to one of the Superstars matches during the pregame show.
Ah.
But that was pretty cool.
Indeed. Oh, yes! Take her! Oh, they've got all sorts of interesting segments apparently planned for Raw Backstage Pass.
Yeah.
Very interesting. We'll see how that rolls.
You'll see shortly.
Just a couple of minutes.
By the way, I don't know. I haven't caught the whole show, but did they announce a Hall of Fame announcement tonight or not?
I don't recall hearing it.
Yeah, I haven't. I may have watched half of this tonight because of prior engagements, and also getting pulled over by the cops.
Uh-oh. Did you have the pickles in your trunk again?
I was smuggling ponies. I wasn't smuggling. I was trying to kill Derpy. No, I wasn't.
Now, let's go back to 12 years ago between these two, if you remember the matches they had.
Well, he's getting rid of the Jimmy Jones
on
the back of his damn shirt.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's stock has had to have plunged.
And Brock is scared. Look in his eyes. What do you see? Somebody who just went pee.
Oh my. Brock's like, are you my father?
Mommy?
Taker looks at the WrestleMania sign, which, okay. Looks back at Lesnar. Lesnar summons up all the brain matter he can to just keep in character. Spin the wheel, make the deal.
Sure, once this is over, we'll talk about the other big story of tonight.
Yeah.
Involving Johnny Three Moves and his one kneecap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned.
Sign.
No, the question I have for you gentlemen is, does she pop back on? No, it doesn't look like it. Oh, well.
He may have missed the window.
And look at that. Signs a contract.
Oh. You don't give him the pen like that.
He's going to put the pen through your anus. Oh, my.
Anal bleeding.
Oh. Yes.
Thank you. Here. Take a look. Smacks the paper. Here, just... Oh my! Well, if you're not gonna, that's a damn interesting way. He's bald still. No, he's got a faux hawk.
Benny,
through the table.
Bishy. That is the greatest Japanese call ever. And Paul Heyman looks like he just saw a ghost. Or The Undertaker with that fucked up mohawk.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It looks like he's got a bit of a shiner, too. I don't know how.
And yeah, he looks even more old and haggard than he has in God.
Well, being with Michelle McCool will do that to you, Josh.
Yeah. Skeleton. Considering he probably had to run around for his little kid now.
Yes.
Carl, quickly.
And Brock is corpsing.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun. Dun, dun.
Okay.
Why am I getting a Road Warriors feel with Taker's hairdo here?
Maybe a tribute?
Eh.
Yeah.
Okay, they cut off the package they had there.
Let's see that again. Boink.
Yeah, Nikki is on, so...
Look at CM Punk.
Punk? Who's he?
On the network.
Oh, he's not with the company. Anyway.
So they say. Hint, hint.
Wait until next week.
Yeah.
Chi-Town. Rumble. 14.
89.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
So cool.
Nikki Haven, the hostess with the mostest and the person who started the Bautista chants.
Yeah, coming up on this little special, we'll get your accounts of last night.
Ah, yes.
Shortly.
Give us the Cliff Notes version, because, you know, you have your own show to give us the full version, too.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Let me turn all this off.
Oh, here we go!
There comes Backstage Pass.
And good that you guys are getting it. I still can't get past the stupid...
One suggestion I had, maybe try clearing your cookies out. Maybe that'll work.
I've cleared cookies, my cache. I've cleared the cache like 6 times.
And you tried it in Firefox?
I've tried it in Firefox, and I don't even get as far as I do in Chrome.
Your computer.
I went into Adblock and told it to not do anything to the network site, and I still can't get past the rating screen.
Oh, here we go.
Huh. That is
there's a raw shot there.
I'm worried, though, that what you clicked earlier might have messed up your stuff somewhat severely.
Yeah, I want to check Java.
No, I uninstalled all of that, and then I did a system restore.
Hmm.
Ooh!
A system restore might not fix everything, though.
Then I uninstalled everything. I did a system restore. I ran CC Cleaner. I've run it like 5 times today. I can watch videos elsewhere, but I cannot get past the rating screen on the fucking network.
Huh.
And the same panel is back as earlier.
That is strange.
Well, you might have no choice then but to download the app.
I don't understand why I need the app on my desktop.
I mean on your phone.
I don't want the app on my phone. I've got enough crap on my phone already.
This is weird. Because right now, I'm on Chrome. I'm seeing it perfectly fine.
Okay.
I want to check your Java, check your Flash, check...
Yeah, check your
my
Flash.
My Flash is current. I checked that. Java's updated twice in the course of me trying to do all this. My shoot name is in the upper left-hand corner. I click on the network button. I get all the pretty pictures.
Right.
I get the swirly little loading thingy that's going to sit there forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Well, minute or two it's supposed to.
It also could it could depend on what your speed is.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Ric Flair's sauced up tonight.
Duh.
True story.
Give me a general idea of your speed. What is it down and then up?
I'm doing the
speed.net.
Speedtest.net. Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
If you have like DSL speeds, it'll take
there's
a while.
That's my line.
If you have like cable speeds like 30 down and like what, 5 or 6 up, then you should get it quicker.
Give me a second.
I'm in between that. I get it fine, me.
Download 25.6.
Okay.
That should be fine.
That's fine, there.
Upload speed pending.
Maybe your ISP sucks the chrome off a 57 Chevy bumper. I don't know.
It is Comcast.
There you go.
Yeah, there's your problem.
I got the Comcast monopoly. It's still working here.
My upload's just under 6, though.
That's fine. Mine's 15 and 1, and I'm going perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's streaming.
Oh,
here.
18 and 2 here.
You're all going to be jealous.
Here we go.
1 gigabyte up and down? Yeah, we got you. You fight.
No, I don't have a gig. I wish I had a gig, but I don't have a gig.
You don't have fiber, yeah.
I do have fiber, 5836.
I hate you.
But yeah, this is just, it's been pissing me off. I'm guessing it's on their end because it was most of the day, even though I had signed up and my PayPal showed that I had given them money, the site didn't even believe I had an account, even with me signed in.
Oof.
And the idiots on the other end of the line didn't believe me. Mm-hmm. When I finally got to a human being.
Mm. I'm sure you're not the only one,
about
though.
Website.
Yeah.
No, I know I'm not the only one. It's just pissing me off because, you know, I've already had 2 good validations. Carl, thank you.
Yeah, I was the first to check it out this morning when I got home.
And Matthew found an even better confirmation of censorship.
Yeah.
Oh, Colgan, we're coming for you.
Of course. Sucker.
Oh, Colgan, we're coming for you. And all. And he says it, and you just hear everybody on the other side of the camera. Yeah!
Beautiful. And right now I'm seeing Brock going, my hand.
Brock Lesnar is learning how to stay in character longer than 5 minutes. Isn't this adorable?
Yeah, this is a nice feature. You get to see everything after the show now.
And some of the fans have left, and some of the ones close to the panel table are staying and goofing off. The one guy directly behind Booker T is trying to eat the back of his weave.
Jesus.
And your Uncle Paul is all worried.
Wouldn't you be if you had one of the most powerful creatures under your control get schooled by old school?
By the way, follow up to the last show, were you able to curse out Dish Network?
I was not on the show.
No. How far did you get in Englewood? How far did you get in Englewood?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got there on a Saturday. The offices were closed, so I got pushed away. They do not have weekend. They did not have any staff at headquarters on a Saturday because they work banker's hours.
So
I turned around and got back on the plane and came back to Minneapolis and went to the pay-per-view.
And sitting right behind Cole's goofy ass.
Yeah. Did I show up anywhere else besides the pre-show?
I didn't even see you on there, to be honest. I looked. I couldn't see you.
Hey, there's Frank.
Frankie, I knew Frankie was there.
Frankie's there. No, I just seen him.
Mm. Frankie and Skinny John were both there.
There's Sexton.
Oh, nerd.
Nerd?
Look at the nerd on the left-hand side here coming up.
I can't see it.
Sorry. Xavier Woods has a...
I guess he's trying to be Zach now.
Yeah, season 1 Power Ranger.
Good lord. By the way, I dig the new mic flags. Just saying.
Yeah, those are cool.
I didn't even notice.
I'm sure, Nikki, you got one of those old mic flags from a recent show.
No.
Hmm.
And now Lesnar walking out. Limping.
Yeah.
To the back.
Yeah, well, at least he
sleep, conquer, repeat, and no whole where the pen went.
Yeah.
He'll still have his hand bandage.
I just hope he doesn't kill Renee Young.
Nah. Yeah. Well, at least he is walking out.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah, because there is a certain savior of the company who not walking out. Yeah,
let's talk
out
about
tonight.
That. Brett found this and put it on WrestleChat quickly.
Yeah,
those very... sort of the videos were taken down not Vern, long
you
after.
You don't want to bring it up.
There is still a towel up, I think.
So,
right.
So we had the inevitable Cena confronts the Wyatts, which eventually led to confrontation. Q Wyatt beat down of Shield. Here's where things start getting squirrely. Rowan goes for Cena's legs and goes to flip him up. If you watch his left leg, it goes a little too straight.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find
now
it again.
Now he hits the ground, cue a few seconds of beatdown, then you see something uncharacteristic of a heel beatdown. When Bray Wyatt backs his guys off.
Well, Cena's still conscious.
Yeah, Cena's conscious, and Bray Wyatt is backing his guys off. That's your first red flag.
There you go. There's a.
And they're teasing a medical update right now on Backstage Pass.
And they're teasing the Hogan interview upcoming.
Yeah, and you can see the big bags of ice wrapped around Cena's knee. Let's get back into it. So a trainer comes over. Wyatt seems to be holding his guys back. They still have the hungry, ready to beat you down looks on their faces. They allow Cena to get to his feet and leave the ring. They'll come back to finish off the segment, but the segment felt rushed. The ending was just off. It didn't. As much as we really can't say they have much of an MO, they still have an MO. And the Wyatts didn't really carry out their MO. So this had us all setting up red flags. Then Brett found the tweets and the pictures. This is where things start getting really squirrely. I'm picking up the link right now. At SLOC12 and at Spartan Rice got a picture as Cena was being carted up the ramp on the stretcher, and they zoomed in on his knee.
And it does not look pretty. It looks pretty grotesque. Like the cat may have come out.
Yeah, it's swollen and it doesn't look good. Now, my mom's not a doctor. But she has medical training, medical education. I had her look at this picture, and when she saw it,
now.
She came up.
Let's take a look, though. Now we'll look at it live here.
Yeah, we'll go back to that again. Right there, right there.
Yeah, there you go, right there.
As Rowan lifts Cena's left leg, you see the beatdown continues for a second, and Cena must have said something or done something, and Bray Wyatt immediately pulled his guys off.
They're showing it again. Here we go.
Yeah, he was hobbling from side to side.
Yeah, right there.
And I think that's about as far as they knew they needed to finish the segment with the Wyatts going with the Wyatts on top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you can see right there. No, now you can't. Cause it's the in. It looks like it's the inside of his knee.
Yeah.
Now, with what as I was saying before, from what we could see, we have two possible injuries: a dislocated kneecap. Or a torn ligament.
Well, we're getting an update now, either kayfabe or not, from the medical staff.
Here we go.
Cena saying that he felt his knees shift or give out. And he's in a local hospital. Refusing an MRI, allegedly.
Probably no. Mm-hmm.
Just till they can get Andrews on a plane or put Cena on a plane.
Yeah.
Cena had to go on the plane, probably.
Although, yeah, this could be a big
Now, WWE did release a statement saying saying that he was refusing treatment. Now, we can read that one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's not as serious as we think, but they're still being a little cautious.
It's or B.
Or B, we don't know what's going on at all. And we want to get Cena to Dr. James before, and get him an MRI before we say anything further. And the way with that report, I think we're leaning more towards option B. I
think he might be on a plane right now as we speak, going there. So if he is indeed hurt badly and he has to miss Mania, I guess the logical thing to do for the Wyatts, I guess, put him with a shield somehow.
I think that might have be either partially the result of resulting in that Wyatt Reigns match, and that was another good match.
Until he got thrown out, yeah. And now we have Hogan back on.
Never mind that, Renee Young's back on.
Yeah, that too.
Don't hate. Anyway. Oh, and expected paychecks are 2 weeks from now, according to the sheet on the bulletin board behind Hogan.
At least 40 TSC.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Expect paychecks 3/14/14. Hooray!
Yeah, Stewart, Mike Townsend.
Well, it's local 470. We the union.
Union.
IATSE.
That might be for the building here.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'd rather pay attention to the surroundings than the Hogan.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. Woo! The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, sorry. There's more to that. International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Moving Picture Technicians, Artists, and Allied Crafts of the United States. The United States, its territories, and Canada. Damn, that is a mouthful.
Gesundheit.
Sick man. So, for the record, they're doing this for SmackDowns, too. Renee Young's going to be in the Josh Matthews host role. Booker T and Alex Riley are going to be the permanent analysts, and there is potentially a third guest analyst to join them.
I guess a rotating guest like Flair and whoever else.
The rotating chair! Yeah.
As you mentioned to me before we started this, Jim, you pretty much said that Matthews will probably just become these pre and post game analysts from now on.
That's what Matthews is solely going to be doing anymore, because I don't think he does backstage interviews anymore.
He does not.
That's what Renee and Byron Saxton are doing.
And Tom Phillips to a lesser extent, who is now the new kid on the block.
Okay.
And then Kane after. This is not live. This is definitely taped.
Damn it, I thought Tom was going to die there for the first time in his young career. Anyway. You're not officially an announcer in the WWE until you get attacked once.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess that means Renee Young is not an announcer in the WWE because she's not been attacked once.
Anyway.
No, there is still some chivalry left in the Fed.
Oh, give it time.
Yeah. Now, can we expect you on the show Friday, or are you going to have to go to Stanford to curse these people out, Nikki?
I can't answer that right now.
No, Barack.
Well, pretty much we will have a show talking more about this, etc., etc.
But there was something else that I did want to look into. I do want to do a live. I'd like to try to do a live cast next Monday night.
Ooh. Oh.
Raw
Chicago.
Is Chicago.
Yes.
You have to think, if Cena's hurt, they're going to be throwing money at Punk.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why I want somebody to post the picture of Laughing Punk. The one that came out after Jeff Hardy tried to tell him off.
Just post the picture of Punk hanging out with that UFC guy over the weekend.
That's true.
Renee Gracie?
Yeah, that's his trainer.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, yeah, we'll play by ear and see what happens. And if this is a series as we think it is, yeah, we'll definitely live cap that whole Raw.
Because I think I heard at least two CM Punk chants tonight.
One at the beginning during the Batista booing segment.
Mm-hmm.
Bootista.
Yeah, Bootista. Yes. They're already teasing a... what does Bautista really think about the fans segment for Friday?
Yeah, exactly. I wonder how that's going to go.
That's going to fly over like a wet one in church.
What I'm interested in seeing is how this little pre-show for SmackDown is going to look like when it's not going
to
be technically live. Well,
they're probably going to do it live to tape.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
They'll do it live to tape just like they do SmackDown proper.
And Backstage Pass is over.
Pretty much.
Back to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania rerun, replay again.
Well,
technically, quote, premieres tomorrow, but anyway.
Well, let me just say again, the live, quote-unquote, network feed is wonderful, I guess.
Yeah.
But for me, it's the on-demand stuff. The on-demand stuff, watching ECW pay-per-views or WCW or, you know, whatever. Heck, I can go see Lee Marshall get his ass kicked again in World War III. That's fun.
And see, that's the thing. I was going to go back and look up, like I said, I was going to look up Backlash 04.
Right.
I thought about looking up Bad Blood 04 to watch the Hunter Shawn Michaels Hell in a Cell match, which was amazing in person.
That's intact, I believe.
Well, I'm sure it is.
What comes up immediately to mind? Do they have WWE versus ECW head to head?
Ew.
I'm sure eventually all them extra stuff like Clash of the Champions and that will soon come.
Yeah, we talked about that early on. Right now it's all about all the pay-per-views, some select television shows, and some stuff from the vault.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get, in due time, more stuff will be added. Nikki's problems notwithstanding, you know, and the problems of others trying to sign in, you expect this. It's the first day of an unbelievable undertaking, literally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
oh yeah, and that's why I'm you know, that's why I was actually very, you know, I'm mad, but I'm not pissed.
Right.
I was more bothered the fact that it took me 4 phone calls.
Mm.
First time I called, the gal that I talked to was really nice and was going to escalate me to a supervisor. After she transferred me, I heard a busy signal. I call again. I explain that I was just on the phone with somebody and I was getting transferred. Second gal said, yes, that's not a problem. I shall do the same. The only difference was I get this insert JBL conspiracy theorist bullshit here. Mm-hmm. Numbers station stuff followed by a series of beeps and the busy signal.
Mm-hmm.
I call again.
Please stand by.
I call again. And I get a guy this time and I tell him, okay, two people are trying to help me out here. I just need somebody to help me. He's like, all right, transfers me, same shit happens. Fourth call. Now I've got the outsource place. And the gal was telling me on the WWE site that all I had to do was type the word vault in the search box. And I said, that's not going to work. And she says, just do it. And I said, so I did it. I did it twice, and it didn't work. And I told her this. And I started making snide remarks like, you know, I don't care if you transfer me to Michael Cole. At least he knows how to use the site.
He only shows it to us every show.
What was the other one I was using? I've been in front of computers longer than you've been on the planet, lady. Can you at least transfer me to somebody who knows what they're talking about?
Transfer me to Joey Styles.
There you go.
You know, it just, you know, my and my usual shtick. You apparently don't need my money that badly, and
you were playing hard to get. Yeah.
And I was essentially cutting promos on her, and what the sad part was with the outsourced CSR that I was talking to when I got put on hold, the first thing I hear is the Real Americans theme.
Jeez.
Wow. The
people. Hello.
Weed the people.
And I just wanted to go all Zeb Coulter on her and say, okay, I've got a better idea. Why don't you transfer me to somebody in the U.S. call center?
I was going to say, was it Habib that you talked to?
Uh-oh.
No, it was Salia.
Tech support. Oh.
That's Jim Williams' care of...
No. Come on. Outsource tech support. Come on.
But it was one of those things where, you know, she kept telling me to do the thing with the search box, and I said, okay, I've done this 4 or 5 times. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. This is the result that I am getting. Apparently, you are not paying attention to me. You've told me to do this, and I have done it, and I've told you it doesn't work. We're not getting anywhere.
But to be fair, you know, it's almost impossible for them to completely narrowcast, and this is what it is, narrowcast tech support, when you know they've got at least tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of eyeballs, you know, going in for the trial, and they're more worried about, oh, I don't know, will we still have the server space by morning? You know, so...
And I understand that there's a hundred different ways that there's all these different configurations. And there's, you know, I've gotten so many different suggestions, you know, try it on Firefox, try it on Bing, try it on... Somebody actually told me to try it on IE, and I told them exactly what they could do with that advice.
Right.
Shove it.
Well, every computer's different in what
are we recording now or not?
Oh, yes, we are, Jason. Jason Block is joining us.
Jason, to give his very quick thoughts before we end this.
Oh, the thoughts on the first day of the network?
Yeah.
The network clap. Let's go, network.
Well, no. Well, here's the problem. This is all on Major League Baseball's end. This is not a WWE thing. And what happened was is that they're going to get their kinks out. I saw the Raw pregame show, and I looked like backstage pass. This is, I mean, the kinks are going to get written out, and I think it'll be okay. But just, you know, they just should have prepared for this. They should have.
I think Nikki would have the wrong people then.
But no. You can prepare all you want, Jason.
It's a computer program.
It's computers. Prepare. Yeah, you can only do as much preparation as you possibly can with this kind of a situation because you don't know how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, as the case may be, are watching and streaming the same thing at the same time, taking up the server space, cloud devices, what have you, to you make sure everything runs efficiently. When it comes to this, again, to wrestling fans, and especially you tool bags known as number threes, patience.
And four.
Okay? And those 10 gig links between those switches and those servers can only handle so much.
Right.
Yes.
You would know. You're into that kind
of
stuff.
As we mentioned, Manias would take at least 2 minutes on any connection to load up.
Exactly. It takes time. It takes patience. Will it ever be instantaneous? Hey, maybe in a few years. But till then, be glad with what you got. Besides, you're getting, you watch one pay-per-view on this or what have you. You've pretty much paid for your month right there and then. And then
pretty much.
You know.
Okay, maybe I'm just not waiting long enough, but.
It's usually 1 to 2 minutes for, you know, a pay-per-view to load up properly.
Okay.
Depending on how long the pay-per-view originally was.
Right, and you know, it can be a little disconcerting, and sometimes it double refreshes on you on occasion.
That too.
When I actually logged in, I used Google Chrome, and it worked for crap. But then again, a lot of Flash-oriented things in Google Chrome don't mix for my computer setup. Went to Firefox, and it works perfectly fine, like a gem. and the quality is high quality. The stream is great. When it's working, it's the mother load. You feel like you literally are into the vault of WWE programming for the last 30, 40 years. So, you know, it's nice. It's nice. It will get better.
Yeah, and on this show, we're going to talk about more stuff they add as they go along. So stay tuned.
Sure. And stay tuned also here to CLW 83 come weekend for the NAWC presented by WrestleChat.net. A certain hostess is going to tell us about her experiences in Minnesota and Minneapolis, don't you know?
Yeah, before we go, quickie thoughts from everybody, then we'll get out of here.
About Raw tonight?
No, just about the whole experience. Jason,
well,
first. Go ahead.
Well, again, from what I saw, what very limited stuff I saw, it looks good. And I saw it on a Roku. So, we'll see. Again, I need to see more of it.
Did it sync up properly? Did you have any tech issues?
No, because my friend Joe did. My friend did all... He had the account.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Josh?
At the beginning, yes, I did have issues. But once I found out how to, you know... go around and do what I need to do, things actually went a lot faster and went a lot nicer. So overall, I do like it.
BRM?
I need to test, which I'm actually doing right now. I'm testing the PS4 version.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now, it's on. It's one of the first things you can access on a from the dashboard for download now.
Yeah, speaking of gaming consoles, I've heard they've been having problems with 360s all day.
Mm.
I'm glad that I didn't try it with 360, but I'm going
to take a little bit to download.
Nikki, your thoughts, even though you're still having trouble, but like overall, from what you've heard from us, especially me.
I approve of what they're attempting to put out there, because they are keeping to their word. They are putting stuff out there intact between what you have told me and what Matthew has posted. I'm actually very excited about going through these and getting a look. I am actually, I'm going to try one other thing when I do some digging around. I joked earlier about Bad Blood 04. I have another reason I'm going to load it up.
Oh.
One of the matches on the undercard was Randy Orton versus Shelton Benjamin for, I believe, the Intercontinental title. Randy Orton cuts a promo starting backstage, bragging about himself, walks from the backstage area, through the crowd, over the barricade, and into the ring. And makes a smarmy comment along the lines of, "Take a look at greatness." Jumps up on the middle rope and slips. It is only on the live feed. On the DVD version, it is not there.
Which pay-per-view was this again? Bad Blood 04?
Bad Blood 04.
I'll have to take a look.
I'll check it out right now. Matter of fact,
pay per view.
Humor me.
Boom. Here we go. Here we go.
You dead end before we end this. There you go.
Now, how far into
2004?
All right, I've got it up. It's loading.
Let me look at the card and see where the match was. Hang on.
Well, they had the, and what's nice with the timeline is more often than not with the pay per views. They have little circles that indicate where the matches really start. So that's kind of a cool feature.
It's the third match in.
Third match in. There you go.
And the promo is right before the match.
Gotcha.
It's right after Jericho defeated Tyson Tomko.
That wasn't a bad match either. Oh, by the way.
Okay, now the player went away and then it went black for a moment and then it's refreshing again. So this is just to give you an idea that sometimes it takes a minute or two.
Yeah, they'll refresh all that.
I actually switched to WrestleMania 29 because I want to see how the HD feed plays.
So a little bit of that earlier looked good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take quite a bit of time to load.
Yeah, for Mania, yes.
Okay, then I will try it with a bit more patience.
Yeah, and like you said, they had to spend a lot of money upgrading server space for this. And then hire people just to convert all these pay-per-views.
Yep. You can only imagine how many blades, how many Sans and Nazes they have going.
Yeah. But a general idea out there, as I mentioned and Jim mentioned earlier, unedited for the most part. Some little edits for other reasons, like in the Over the Edge 99.
Yeah, which is understandable. Right,
that's fine.
All right. Now we're getting to the promo where he's backstage. He takes the mic away from Todd. Look at me, I'm Buff Grisham.
Okay, all right, keep going. What does he
Walking
say?
Walking backstage with the microphone. I have it muted so I can pay attention to you guys. So you're telling me the money shot is, do they keep him slipping on the middle rope?
Yes.
Let's see. He's coming around.
Yeah, watch quick count of Starkey Knight starting intact, and yeah, they probably
between
would.
The spotlights, belt in the air.
Should be a sign that says Orton fears Jeb. That's me.
Orton fears. All right, there's the crowd. There's a pink Randy Orton sign. He hasn't made his way to ringside yet. He's amidst the crowd. He's amidst the universe. They didn't call it that then.
No, the universe yet.
Bad. Bad Jim, bad. Oh, yes, Randy Orton with his little, ooh, I'm a disclaimer shirt.
Yeah, bottle.aiff, by the way.
Yeah, thank you very much. Sure. Shut your yap. Sure. Mama Jean, I'm on TV sign. Okay, he's holding his belt in the air, shaking his head like he's D'Lo Brown. Sorry, it had to be said.
Nice guy, though. I've met him before in person.
Oh, Randy Orton?
No, D'Lo.
Oh.
Some planted broad in the front row. Okay, blonde. All right, here we go. Here we go. He hops over the barricade. Rolls underneath the bottom rope. Holds See? The belt in the air. Spins himself around. Oh, the shut your yep. There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, HD doesn't seem to be very cooperative on PS4. I don't know if there's a settings button or something that I can look at.
He walks around a little bit more. How far away is this from the does he like lean against the rope and slip?
No, he jumps up on the middle rope and he slips.
Okay. Ah, they cut away.
Boo!
They cut away to a Legend Killer sign.
Boo! That means the WrestleMania that Swagger won, they cut that whole minute of him fussing with the damn buckle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. But honestly, though, those edits are okay, kind of.
Those are fine. They're just cosmetic.
Beggars can't be choosers, Nikki.
No. Trust me. Choose. I know, but like I said, the Benoit stuff is a lot more important to me than Orton slipping on the ropes, even though
and
I prefer that
stuff.
Accuracy.
And honestly, as I said, the disclaimer they put on the Benoit material is more than sufficient. I'm very happy with this. I really
and
am.
And again, I will say, like I said earlier, I'm surprised that they don't do that for all the pay-per-views in general. Because you can make a damn good case for it for just any of the programming in general on the network when you really get right down to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure eventually.
So
let's get your thoughts real quick, Jim.
Listen, if you're expecting everything to be perfect the way it used to be, seek help. 95% of the way you remembered it is the way the matches and everything shows up, okay? There will be music changes. There may be an edit here or there. No, you're not going to see the Owen Hart segment where, JR does the whole spiel and vamps for 15 minutes. You're not going to see that on the Over the Edge pay-per-view for reasons obvious to one and all. It is what it is, and it's pretty damn good. I can't wait till they add more classic stuff, quite frankly, from ECW, from WCW, from the other, from the Mid-South. They have access to that library, if I'm not mistaken. And some of the other lower-level federations. That's what I'm interested in, the on-demand stuff. The live stuff and the original programming will be great, don't get me wrong. The pre- and post-shows, They'll be fantastic. They'll be nice little ways to add on to storylines. But it's all about literally getting into the vault and being able to relive some great memories. It's worth $9.99 a month. I'm not getting paid to say that. And really, I'm not even really paying for the network. Seidelman's foots the bill thanks to Game Show Garbage. Yay! So
there you go.
Did that come out too loud? I guess it did.
No, never. Not for that.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, my quick thoughts. Yeah, I did enjoy it this morning. I didn't go to sleep right away. I'll tell you that. This is the kind of stuff you do lose sleep looking at.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen it enough times on Facebook. Hello, WWE Network. Goodbye, social life.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And honestly, we could all make the political joke. You got more people signed up in the first day than you did Obamacare for right now.
You freaking had to.
I did but you wanted.
He's right
something?
Though, Jim.
It's true.
I can't wait to see numbers.
Yeah,
we should have numbers by
at least maybe next week.
I will bet you that there were like 150,000, 200,000 people signed
up. Easy.
Yeah, I had to make a new account to get it. So there you go.
Yeah, I would not doubt. I think that may even be a conservative estimate, quite frankly, Jason. I think it's going to be more people than anybody really thinks. And once they get the kinks worked out, this is the future of quote unquote television. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
more to talk about in the weeks upcoming. We'll see you then for our normal show Friday night with Miss Heyman back in the host chair. Thanks for listening.